Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
A familiar name and voice to 104.5 The Zone is John McClain. He normally joins us on Fridays in the afternoon, but he's nice enough to rearrange the schedule this morning for us as we broadcast live from Titans training camp. And as he mentioned on Tuesday, John had a fall in a parking garage. He suffered four fractures and a dislocation in his arm, and he's in Houston. He's on doctor's orders that he can't be in West Virginia covering Texans training camp. John, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. Under the circumstances, I just move slow. Still keeping up with everything going on with the Texans and the NFL because I don't have a damn thing else to do.
John, I'll admit, I thought of you yesterday. I walked into the lobby for the start of training camp, and I saw here at the Titans practice facility, they have every team and the team photo framed in the lobby. And the 1977 Houston Oilers, I went straight up to it, took a photo, and sent it to you because I believe that was your first training camp, right?
That was my first training camp, and I've got to tweet that out, and I appreciate you doing that. It's funny because two of those players, Curly Culp and now Robert Brazil, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Robert will be inducted next weekend on the 4th. And I look back, there's still a lot of those players that I know and am friends with that were on that team. Just wish Bum Phillips was still around to see Dr. Doom be enshrined.
You can talk with John McClain, 615-737-1045, 737-1045. Talk the biggest news across the NFL. John, the Titans made Taylor Lewan the highest-paid offensive lineman in the league. We discussed it a little bit earlier, $50 million guaranteed, but there's really no one that's saying that's too high for that type of caliber player. He's proven that he's worth that value.
That's good for him. He's been a loyal soldier. The only issue, he's got to stay healthy. And that being the highest paid won't last for long because these days another one just around the corner waiting for another contract. But that's good for him. You know, when's Conklin supposed to be back? Can he be back for the start of the season?
Well, he's about 6 months removed from ACL surgery, and he started conditioning this week. So I think that's a good sign for him. But right now, Dennis Kelly is preparing to be the starter at right tackle. He's on PUP, Conklin is. So I don't know if he's available week one, but the idea being he should be available for the start of the season at some point in that first month or so.
Well, when he comes back, then, you know, they'll have as good a pair of starting tackles as there are in the NFL, and that's great. You look at a team like Houston, they have offensive tackles. Every time the ball snapped, everybody holds their breath. You know, sometimes you take it for granted when you have a position that is solidified like that, but good for Lewan. He's earned it. Good for the Titans. Good move by John Robinson. Vin Marino does those deals, so I think that's win-win for everyone.
Well, John, it's funny how it's like people are waiting for the dominoes to fall on some of these higher priority contracts. Taylor Lewan gets the big contract, high-paid lineman in football, and in a matter of an hour or two later, it's announced that Jake Matthews re-signs with the Falcons for a little bit less than what Taylor Lewan signed for. It's no coincidence that things time out that way.
I think that's very cool that Jake Matthews, who was a number one pick as well, I believe he might have been seventh overall, didn't try to get a little more than Lewan so his agent could say, I've got the highest paid. You know, I like that a lot when players don't have to be the first $20 million a year non-quarterback. They're satisfied with $18 million a year. Or running back, knowing the way the situation is at that position now, that it's not a big priority, that if you can get $14 million a year, wild out, hoping to get $16 when you can get hurt, and the shelf life is not as long as other positions. So that's good for two really good left tackles, and I'm happy for the Titans and the Falcons because anytime teams have contracts that need to get done, once they get it, the GM, coaches, everybody's like, whew.
John McClain with us. Those are two examples of players that had dialogue open with their respective teams. Speaking of Matthews and Lawan, Aaron Donald did not report to training camp yesterday. Looking across the league, Khalil Mack is another one. What do you think happens there? Will those guys dig in and not report at all?
Don't have any idea because they don't get paid right now. Aaron Donald did this last year. He showed up at the last minute, which is the week before the start of regular season, so he could get his first big game check. And it's hard. You better have a lot of money in the bank if you're going to dig in like that. Same thing with Khalil Mack. Maybe both of those agents are waiting till the other one signs first, which is kind of ridiculous to me. That's more ego than actually taking care of your client. And then you run into a situation like Texans offensive tackle Dwayne Brown last year. He held out at this point. He wanted his deal done with 2 years left. They wouldn't do it. Told him they redo it with one. He said, well, you've done it for J.J. Watt. You've done it for Andre Johnson. They said, yeah, but you're not Watt and you're not Johnson. So then there was a lot of bad blood, and he lost $4 million holding out in regular season, was traded to Seattle, still hasn't signed a new contract. He's 33 years old, and maybe he'll never make up that $4 million. So often ego, players feel like I earned it, they should do it for me. And when you do something like, say, what Atlanta did with Julio Jones, you start a precedent, then the next player says, well, you redid, you gave him money when he had 3 years left, and they have to say, well, you know, you're not Julio, and then it gets really, really upsetting, and it becomes more of an ego war.
John, what did you make of the tweet from Adam Schefter, the report that John Gruden and Khalil Mack have not even talked since Gruden took the job?
Usually a new head coach wants to meet with all of his players individually. Depends on when he's hired. If he's hired right at the end of the season, then players are going to be off for a while, and they're going to come in, start working out before the off-season program begins. Even if a guy has a problem with a contract, it's a point. He should reach out to his head coach, connect with him, see what's expected of him. And so I thought that was very unusual, especially because it's John Gruden. You would think that Khalil Mack would be intrigued about the Raiders hiring Gruden, as everyone else is, and at some point he would reach out to him, not to talk contract, but just to talk about Gruden, why he came back, what his expectations are. I would be fascinated to know that.
I agree.
John, there's already reports coming out of Buffalo that Josh Allen is having a hard time hitting any moving target at Bills camp, which does not come as a surprise to a lot of draft analysts who said all along that Josh Allen is not all that accurate. He's got a big arm, but he doesn't know where he's throwing it half the time. What do you make of these early reports on Josh Allen in Buffalo?
Chad, I don't put much stock in anything that happens early in camp. You know, it's once they start playing in preseason, you get a better barometer, especially for a rookie or a first-time starter at quarterback. Because, as you mentioned, Allen was not accurate in Wyoming. He never has been, and they know that. And that should be worrisome if a quarterback has not been accurate in high school or college. And I think he went to junior college, and somebody looked up, he was inaccurate there. But they fell in love with his size, his arm, his personality, and hopefully they got somebody that can teach them to be accurate. But a lot of quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators, they do not want a quarterback drafted who was not accurate. They wanted somebody goes, well, you know, he went from 50 to 52 to 54 to 56. Nah, that's not what they're looking for.
615-737-1045. First up today for John is Alan on line one. Alan, welcome to the Midday 180. How are you?
Good, guys. John, I want to know what the real story is on Garoppolo leaving New England. And was that a coaching decision? Was that an ownership decision? And shall we say some of Garoppolo's choices recently, was that his life choices a factor in New England also? And I'll hang up and listen.
No, I had not heard anything about that. He had told them he was not going to sign an extension. You're not going to have a backup quarterback carrying a franchise tag, especially when your starting quarterback has taken so much less money than he could have gotten to help spend money under the cap on over other players. I think it's unbelievable that they only accepted a second round pick, but they took a chance on getting rid of him. 49ers took a chance on giving up a second for him with so little experience. It worked out great. And if, say, New England, the player they drafted with the second pick, turns out to be really good for a long period, that'll help ease the pain. But the bottom line was he wasn't coming back after this year, and they had to get what they could get.
John, is it weird to you that Jimmy Garoppolo was seen on a date with a 41-year-old porn star? Because it's a little bit strange to me.
I would say it's San Francisco, but he's in Santa Clara. I think anything that happens in Northern California is not unusual. There's something about living there and in the air. And, of course, he knows now. He should have known anyway. Anytime he does something, it's going to be totally magnified. Now, maybe they'll get married and live happily ever after. I'm guessing they won't. But as far as strange, yes, it was strange.
I mean, look, a starting quarterback in the NFL hanging out with a porn star would not be shocking to me. Being on a public date in a restaurant with a porn star, that is...
Wining and dining?
Yeah, like romancing the porn star, not romancing the stone. To me, that's the odd part of this story. If they were in some hotel suite in the middle of a big party, that wouldn't shock anyone that heard that story. But the fact that they're at like a candlelit dinner in Santa Monica is a little bit odd.
At 41, wouldn't she be a former porn star?
Oh, she's moved on to a different genre. But no, she's still active.
Chad, please tell us her catalog.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
Hey, don't knock it.
I did have to Google search her. I was not familiar with the name, I will say.
I love how John said it's very strange. I was like, strange is the perfect word for that.
Yes.
615-737-1045, our number. John, J.J. Watt back on the field. Deshaun Watson passes the physical earlier this week. Are they full go?
They're back exactly where we've been reporting they'd be for weeks, and then the national media discovered it, and everybody's acting like it's a big deal. As far as full go, can they? Yes. Do they need to? No. It'd be foolish to take like Watt, who's been rehabbing the entire offseason and expect him to go full throttle every day. He doesn't need it. You know, he needs more conditioning. He knows the defense inside and out. Romeo Crennel's back as the coordinator. He stepped aside from Mike Vrabel last season. So Watt knows that system. And while Watson participated in every drill and off-season program other than team drills, you know, he does need the mental. Plus, he needs to continue to develop rapport with his receivers, work with his new offensive linemen. But they've got a plan for them as well as other injured players because they cannot afford a repeat of last season with 13 starters on injured reserve and 20 at the end of the season.
John McClain has been our guest. John, thanks so much for rearranging the schedule for us today while we're out here.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime. Call anytime because all I'm doing is two things I do great, sit and eat.
You can still talk ball, though. Thank you, John.
Thank you, guys.
John McClain, who just joined us while he sat down and ate and talked football with us. Excellent.